This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I certainly believe we're going to get a Major League Baseball season in. Is it going to be 162 games? Are they going to get it started on time? How has it been handled so far? How are teams handling it right now? Here with all the answers to all those questions is one of the best baseball writers in the country. He does it for USA Today. Bob Nightingale joins us on CBS Sports Radio. How you been, Bob?
Doing good, Jody. Thank you.
Good. Where are you right now?
I'm in Phoenix. Still spring training. Standing here, a lot of players are still out here. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I would guess the next few days that most guys will probably go home.
But as of right now, at least from what's being reported by guys like yourself and others, a bunch of guys are hanging around. Facilities are being made available to them to get workouts if they want, but they're not as strictly organized, certainly, as spring training goes. You think that's going to change within the next couple of days or a week?
I do. I think most guys will go home. I mean, some guys will stay out. They already got their condos, you know, through spring training. So you're still talking about, you know, another 10 days or so before their leases expire. Then I think guys will either go to their winter homes or to their city where they're supposed to play. You know, maybe then have organized workouts. You know, if you play for the Dodgers, State, you know, Dodgers or San Francisco, what have you. But I think, you know, we're not going to see any games before May. So I think it's a little silly for guys to just keep ramping up. No one's going to be a while now.
Are teams working with individual players to lay schedules out, groundworks, give a helping hand if necessary for workout positions and the like? How much conversation is ongoing between the players and the teams to get them to a position where if they want to continue to work on their game, which you're hoping is 100%, but you can't force anybody to do it, how much groundwork is being laid right now between the teams and the players?
Very little. The workouts are more, you know, like you're in January before spring training starts. You know, you're not going to burn yourself out before the season. It's almost like off-season workouts. Their only real concern, the baseball players, is the pitchers, you know, making sure they're still stretched out. But, you know, they're not going to face live hitters. Brody Van Wagen said that today. It's like, you know, just a kind of keep in shape, but not gear up like the season's about to start. You know, I think, you know, when people talk about Memorial Day, I think that's a lot more realistic.
Do you think it's going to be as late as Memorial Day? You said May, so I'm thinking May 1st, and now you're talking about the end of the month. That does mean that they're going to have to reconfigure the season, does it not?
I think they just pick up, Jody, I do, and just a, which then they got to scramble and figure out how they want to do this. For instance, the St. Louis Cardinals were scheduled to play the Dodgers 7 times in April. So without having played the Dodgers at all, now everybody else in their division faces the Dodgers. So they're going to have to tinker with something because the wild card thing doesn't make sense the way it's designed. But, you know, I don't know what you do. You know, it just could be luck of the draw. You know, that year in 81, I want to say, I think it was the Cardinals had the best record in baseball overall, but they didn't win the first half or second half. So
no, you know who it was? It was the Montreal Expos.
Was it 81? Okay.
I think the Expos 81, if you added up all the games, they had the best record in the National League, but they didn't win the first half or the second half. So you're right. They didn't make the playoffs. I'm pretty sure it was the Expos, if memory serves.
You may be right, Julian, on that. And they, but I don't think you can, you know, these stadiums already have the date sets and everything else. It's not like you can start a new schedule all over again. You know, the flights have been set, the hotels have been set. So you got to pick up just where you pick up when you start. And hey, no one's going to say it's a level playing field or even schedule, but that's how they're going to. That's what they're going to have to do.
All right. So if we're working with your date, which I know I'm not holding you firm to, but you're just spitballing with me, May 31st, that takes 2 months off the calendar. Are we playing a 100-game season, 110-game season? I'm sure they're going to try and work that into it as well. What makes it a realistic season and the like? Certainly the number one priority has to be when everyone feels safe and they can come to an agreement across 30 major league teams that they think the fans will come back and everything should be fine. But there'll also be some thought put into how can we keep it as fair as possible. What do you think is a good guess at the number of games?
Well, say it starts Memorial Day weekend. I think that's what, you know, about the 25th or so. And you start then, you're talking about losing about 50 games. So, it could be as little as a, 120-game schedule, something like that. You can't do first half, second half. So everybody's going to know it's just a strange season. It's not going to be fair, but at least there's baseball. So, you know, if they want to, maybe they can tack on some games at the end. Or maybe they add another round of playoffs, sort of thing. I don't think they want to, extend the season too long past October just because of the weather. You know, unless you just go neutral site, which is very possible with some of these dome stadiums.
Okay, I hadn't even gotten that far. That's why we have a guy like Bob Nightingale on to give us this fun speculation. All right, I'll take you down another hypothetical road because I heard this on a baseball show earlier today. If they aren't going to play 162 games, as you just suggested, that's probably what we're looking at. It would be, quote-unquote, less than a season. And would major league owners try and hold that against players for two important dates? One, when they first become arbitration eligible. And number two, when they become free agent eligibility. I don't think it's a problem with either of those two. First of all, I know that the arbitration eligibility is based on percentage of the year. How many dates you have of the calendar year and what percentage you fall into the top, I think it's 22 and change percent or something like that, gets arbitration eligibility after 2+. The free agency is 6 full seasons. Whatever number of games they decide to play, it will be considered a full season, correct? Major League Baseball wouldn't try and get one over on the players and go, well, because you only played 120 games, it's not 162, therefore it doesn't count for a full year. The Players Association would be up in arms if they tried that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think they'll just, right now it constitutes 172 days in the Major League season, whatever the games reduced, say it's 112 days. And they'll still go to 2+, the top, whatever it is, 18%, we'll still get it. But yeah, they'll do that. Remember now, they still get to negotiate a new CBA, so everybody's got to play nice with each other until this thing is settled. For all we know, with as much time as Rob Manfred and Tony Clark are spending with each other, maybe they can start talking about some CBA stuff. Some free time here.
Good point. Rob Manfred has come under some criticism for this offseason, specifically with the handling of the Astros cheating scandal. I am not one that has been a critic. I think he's done as best he could. I think that he was in some ways in a lose-lose situation, and he couldn't have done certain things differently. He followed suit with the NBA and the NHL, canceled their season first. He pushed his back. To this point, how would you rate, how would you grade the commissioner's handling of the crisis that we're in this country?
Yeah, I think he's done fine with this. My only knock on the way baseball is handling this is I think it should be a uniform policy in the sense where the Minnesota Twins, you know, they're all going home. They're shutting the thing down except the guys live in Fort Myers. And then some teams like the Yankees are all staying put. The Blue Jays all went home, but, you know, crossed the border before the case of borders got shut or something like that. I think it should be a uniform thing. Don't make it look like individual clubs, like, okay, hey, the Yankees are all together because they're, you know, they're staying together in camp. And the Mets, because they're in Port St. Lucie, which is not Tampa, are, you know, a lot of them are leaving, you know, because it's just, you know, not, hey, nicer, more stuff to do in Tampa than Port St. Lucie. So I wish it was a uniform policy that every, you know, that Rob Manfred says, hey, either these camps stay open or they close. Don't do a mixer type thing.
Okay, I disagree with you on that one. I don't know how you could implement that. It's you're calling a cease to the season. You're going to force the players to stay somewhere that they're really not obligated to stay at, that you're not having practices. You're having individual workouts, your own decision as to whether to show up or not. I don't think you can make someone stay in a specific area. So I think that's another one where Manfred couldn't have possibly handled it any differently.
I can see when you work out and stuff. I was talking about like the fans' perspective, Jody, in the sense where, say, you live in New York, and you say, oh, man, the Yankees are all together. What a great team of unified players. Because you all voted to stay put. And look at the Mets. The Mets are all split up, and, you know, some are going home and some aren't. That's what I mean. It's like, you know, it just depends, you know, where you live, what city you train in. I guarantee you're going to have a lot more players staying in Arizona because, you know, there's so much stuff to do in Phoenix than you are in Florida because, you know, there's a lot of small towns in Florida. And people say, hey, I'm bored of my mind here. I want to go home.
Oh, no, I understand it, but I don't think that it could have been handled by baseball any differently. I think you had to leave it up to the players and let them to decide to do what they do for themselves. And then however the fans interpret that and want to either praise or critique the team, I think you have to live with. All right, is there a group of teams that will either be worse hurt by this pushback of the start of the season, or a team or a group of teams that you think actually can get a little bit of an edge, maybe because of injury, maybe because of abilities to get younger guys in there quicker? You can analyze it any way you want. Can you affix any plus or minus to any team because of the way that this is shook out?
Well, the two teams that jumped to my mind the most, Jody, are the Yankees and the Houston Astros. I'll go Houston first. You know, the fact that this stuff is all happening, are people really going to rush out now to the stadiums and boo the Astros after what this country is going through?
Right.
You know, does anybody really care about that stuff now? And it also provides Justin Verlander, who is not getting ready for the season. You know, now he should be ready with the injury. And two, with the Yankees, when they have injuries to the big boys like they've had, this gives them a lot more time to get ready, and maybe now they'll have a healthy team come the start of the year. You know, maybe, you know, Judge's stance are perfectly healthy. I know people say, well, the Dodgers, because they have so much depth. Yeah, but if you're only playing a shorter season, maybe you don't have to have that kind of depth. You know, you can. That's always been the beauty of baseball, that, you know, no one's going to shock anybody, or it can't be a huge major upset because a long season. There's no flukes. Hey, someone can have a fluke season and have a great, you know, 3 months and get to World Series.
Okay. If it's somewhere around Memorial Day that we're talking about, I'm assuming that they're going to attempt to just jumpstart the season with regular season games, that they're maybe a scrimmage game or two, but that will be about it, just to get the feel of it again. Will there be any rule changes roster-wise? I know they've gone from 25 to 26. Do you think at the beginning of the season maybe they'll create a couple more openings to have extra pitchers because guys just aren't stretched out? Or do you think they hit the ground running and go, hey, the rules are the rules?
No, absolutely, Jordan. I think they go to at least 28 or 30. And that's what they did also, remember, in the 95 season. Because the pitchers, that's the ones you worry about. I would not be surprised at all to see them start with 30. Then after maybe 10 days, 2 weeks, you know, go to 28th and then go back down to 26th. So I think we'll definitely see expanded rosters.
All right. So how long are you staying in Arizona?
So, yeah, the I'll be here. No place to go. You know, everybody's kind of, you know, the camps are kind of closed. You don't want to talk to players like the Yankee guys. You're standing outside on the sidewalks and things like that. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's a nobody really knows what to do. I think it'll be really interesting next week. I think we'll have a lot more clarity on whether players are going or leaving.
Bob, I'll be reading you and figure out what you're figuring out there in Arizona. Appreciate you hopping out with us tonight. Thanks, brother. We'll talk.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jody.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. He's been doing it forever.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.